Live the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Anthony Fauci back in front of the cameras like usual, soaking up as much media attention as he possibly can. And now we're learning he lied about gain of function. Shocked, I realize. Number two, the mainstream media taking shots at Joe Biden on a much more regular basis. And he is so defenseless, he can't even remember big political races being talked about. And number three, it's too late for Christmas. It is. It's too late for Christmas. That's what all the experts are saying now. The failures of the Biden administration cannot be corrected at this point. In fact, the point of no return, according to many experts on the ground, has already come and gone. That's right. All of those ships bobbing around off the coast of California needed to be unloaded a month ago. A month ago for the holiday season to come off normally. Now, what's going to happen is that goods are not going to be delivered. People are not going to be happy at all. You can screw up a lot, but when you cannot get your act together to put goods on the shelf, that is not something people are used to or as Americans are willing to put up with. Now Americans are actually being told you want too much stuff that you don't really need anyway. And that's the problem. Your demand is too high and the supply is too small. And this has created bottlenecks in shipping. Yep, first time in my life that I have heard that. You Americans, you want too much. You're too good for the economy. Would you cut it out? All of this is happening, by the way. Well, the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, has been on an extended leave. The kind of leave most of us would call a vacation. Retailers and shipping companies all pointing fingers at the Biden administration for failing to see what we've all been talking about since last year. Not enough truck drivers, for one thing. Not enough people working in warehouses, for another. Not enough people working, period. And instead of getting out of the way, they lined up to send out more government checks and further interfere with the free market that has worked so well here for 250 years. You see, they can't help themselves. And yes, Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, who was a failure, we're told, at running South Bend, Indiana, now a future in the cabinet, has become a failure too. But luckily, he finally returned from a two-month vacation to deal with the supply chain crisis. But honestly, he has very little to offer. Listen to what he has to say.
Moody's warns that these supply chain disruptions, quote, will get worse before they get better, unquote. Do Americans need to prepare ourselves for this to get worse before it gets better?
Well, certainly a lot of the challenges that we've been experiencing this year will continue into next year.
Oh, it's going to continue into next year, you see. Pete Buttigieg also defending his lengthy time off and says it's not a vacation when a new child or children come into a family, which they did with his husband. They both took 2 months off. I'm not sure his husband works anyway. Some don't agree, but you listen to this.
I wish, at least, that this were something the Republicans could join Democrats in calling for. Look, paid family leave is important. It's important as a matter of family values. It's important to our economy. And one more thing that I think is maybe underappreciated. When somebody welcomes a new child into their family and goes on leave to take care of that child, that's not a vacation. It's work. It's joyful, wonderful, fulfilling work. But it is work, and it's time that our nation join pretty much every other country in the world and recognize that.
You know what would help our economy? If Pete Buttigieg would do his job. It's a time of crisis, but he's home changing diapers. There's nothing wrong with that per se, except the rest of the nation is in a crisis. Lots of single moms and single dads and struggling families are also changing diapers. You know what they're not doing? Sitting home with a silver spoon in their mouth, carping about how we should have more paid family leave. No, sir, there's a crisis. You're the transportation secretary. It is your job to get back to Washington to fix the problem for the rest of the American families that are struggling changing diapers. That's right. But meanwhile, this is maybe the most remarkable thing. Pete Buttigieg says that Joe Biden, the president, has saved us from economic disaster. The only problem is, well, frankly, it's not true. And in fact, while he claims people are making more money, they're not. Incomes are down over last year by 0.9%. Prices way up. Gas 43%. Beef 19%. The list goes on. But when you live in a bubble, in a vacuum. I guess you miss a lot of that, what people are going through out there. But one more time with Mr. Secretary.
Part of what's happening isn't just the supply side, it's the demand side. Demand is off the charts. Retail sales are through the roof. And if you think about those images of ships, for example, waiting at anchor on the West Coast, you know, every one of those ships is full of record amounts of goods that Americans are buying because demand is up, because income is up, because the president has successfully guided this economy out of the teeth of a terrifying recession.
Yeah, he saved us from the teeth of a terrifying recession, has he? I'm going to tell you right now, that sound right there, that comment is not going to age very well at all. That comment from Secretary Buttigieg, former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, a place where they say he didn't do particularly well, by the way, the boy mayor, that's going to come back and haunt him. And let me tell you this, Jim Munkmeyer, he's the president of DHL Delivery Services. He disagrees with the transportation secretary on several points, but does agree with him on one important point. Good Morning America also sounded the alarm in this report, and on the question of is it too late, the answer, according to many, is yes. Here it is.
How long the goods wait for the next truck is another potential delay.
I think domestically, because the truck driving shortage is such an issue, we're going to see issues all the way through 2022.
What's in these containers?
Could be anything from toys to clothes to beauty products to auto parts to everything.
Do you think these goods will get to store shelves in time for Christmas? What is that cutoff?
It was probably realistically about a month ago.
Yeah, a month ago. The drop dead deadline was a month ago. Where was your transportation secretary? Oh, that's right. He was on family leave. He was home for 2 months. Just came back. Middle of a crisis. Joe Biden hasn't taken questions in an open press conference since the 15th of July. The 15th of July was the last time the president actually took questions. We're going to show you some of the questions he's taken recently here after the break. He doesn't even know what gets discussed in some of his meetings. He has no idea. It's not encouraging. It doesn't bring confidence at all. It doesn't. I can tell you there's going to be concerns when you hear what we have to share here in a moment. Because if he doesn't know who he had talked about just a few moments before on a telephone call, how can he know what's going on at all? And the question he was asked was about the big race in Virginia for governor now, just about 2 weeks away. Just about 2 weeks away now. Was it November 2nd, right? Yeah. The first Tuesday after the first Monday, November 2nd. That's going to be telltale. Now, Terry McAuliffe, I would still expect, is going to pull that off. But if he doesn't, if the upstart, Glenn Youngkin, comes in and captures the prize in Virginia for the Republicans, oh, the Democrat hopes are going to go tumbling right over a cliff. Be fun to watch. Quick break now on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy?
Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.